I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I can understand why the religious leaders came to John expecting that he would say he was the Messiah. He was set up to be the Messiah if you think about this logically. Now, we don't know much about John the Baptist except what we read in Scripture, but I realize that the reason that John the Baptist burst forth on the scene in the Gospels is that they figured everybody knew about him. He was very, very famous. It started out with his miraculous birth. If you remember the story, his parents were beyond the age of having children. His mother had been barren, and she found out that she was pregnant, and it was such a miracle that it got through the entire village. Now, that kind of thing, you know, in a small village like Ephraim, anything that's out of the ordinary gets around really quickly. So this spread like wildfire. And this child, John, was a blessed child. He was a chosen child. And he was raised by the high priest. His father was the high priest. So he was in the temple probably daily helping dad out. He was steeped in scripture and tradition. And when he burst forth on the scene as a preacher, no one doubted that because he had been raised that way. It stood to reason that he was going to be great, if not the Messiah, then the reincarnation of Elijah. Because the Jews believed that Elijah had to come first before the Messiah. So that's why they asked, "Are you the Messiah?" And he said, "No, well, then you must be Elijah." They must have been disappointed when he said, "No, none of those. I'm just a front man." And he goes on to say, there's somebody in the crowd right now who you don't know, and he's the one. And I could just see them looking around that crowd that day and probably looking for the tallest and the handsomest and the most charismatic, and they went away scratching their head saying, which one is it? For you see, don't we think about that when we think about Jesus? The European models are all tall and hair flowing and handsome and charismatic. But we are told that when the Messiah comes, he will have no form nor comeliness, meaning he won't be good looking. I remember a hospice patient of mine in my last church, a lady with great faith. She was anticipating going to heaven. And toward the end of her life, every night when she fell asleep, she found herself in heaven. And she would walk around and talk to Jesus and then be really upset the next day when she woke up and she was right here on earth. And so I asked her, I said, "Ruth, what's heaven like?" And she said, "Pastor, I can't describe it to you. It's more than I could ever imagine. It's more beautiful beyond your wildest dreams." I said, "Well, then tell me what Jesus is like." And she said, "He's shorter than I thought." We can't imagine it. What are your expectations of how and when and where you find Jesus? So often we look for him in all the wrong places, and he shows up in the most surprising places. Where do you look for Jesus? I have seen Jesus many times in church, of course, but also on a crowded subway station, sometimes sitting across the way in a restaurant, and sometimes talking on the phone. Where do you find Jesus? We were asked in my last church to host homeless men over the winter time because we didn't want them freezing to death on the streets of Prince George's County. And our week was the week between Christmas and New Year's. We always straddled New Year's. Now, the problem with these men were they were not welcome in any other shelter because most had drug or alcohol problems or they were severely mentally ill, and we had them all. And I remember that first time that we hosted them, we asked for people to host the dinners. Well, one of our ladies was one of these very prim and proper hostesses. If you ever went to her home, everything was perfect at her table. I could never boast that in my home, but in this lady's home, it was all perfect. She'd always put out the finest china. And she had said, now when these men come in, I want to have everything set up. We want real plates. We're not going to feed them on paper plates. They are going to be fed properly. And she had this beautiful dinner plan. Now, the problem was her night was New Year's Day. And people came back to the church on a real bender. And one guy came to me. And he's kind of weaving, and he puts his arm on my shoulder, and he says, oh, you're so beautiful. And I thought, oh, this could end really badly. And she had these guys setting the table, and, you know, it was quite a comedy act watching them try to set the table. And the person who sponsored this time said, you know, if anybody arrives impaired, you're to put them out. I thought, well, where am I going to put them? There's snow on the ground, and it's icy, and most of them were not well. So we took care of them. After the dinner was over, this prim and proper lady came to me and said, thank you. This was such a wonderful night for me. I saw Jesus. Where do you see Jesus? There was a man in that circle who was mentally ill and had a hair trigger temper. He told me once that if you dove off the pier at certain point, you could end right in the Caribbean. He was paranoid. He probably hadn't been medicated for years. And he was always on edge. And one morning, it was so cold and so snowy out, we let the men stay in our facility, and I stayed with them. And this same violent man was laying on his cot, and he started to recite a psalm from memory. And I saw Jesus. I'll tell you where Jesus always shows up. He always shows up with people who are in trouble because he will never abandon them. He always shows up at the side of somebody who's dying because he brings them to their final destination. He always shows up with the poor. He always shows up with the forgotten. Those who have been forgotten by society, he shows up. Where will he show up for you? He will show up whenever you feel abandoned. He will show up whenever you're in darkness. He will show up whenever you have illness. He will show up whenever we're confused. And the key is to be open to the Spirit of God. John said to those religious leaders, he's in the crowd, but you don't know him. Will you see Jesus this week? Will you see Jesus Monday morning when you go about your daily tasks? Where will you see Jesus? Jesus will be there, especially when we're at our lowest point. Where will you see Jesus this week? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we sit in a beautiful place. We have sung songs of joy, but we know that within this season there are people who are struggling mightily. And we ask, O Lord, not only for your presence, but help us to be present with them. We thank you for your promises. We thank you that you show up in the most unlikely places. Amen.